Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abs. I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. It is a Friday morning, and so not complaining at all. But nonetheless, looking to the U.S., Adrian, yeah. Franken has resigned from Senate. What's going on?
Right. So time to go. That's what 32 senators, including almost every female Democrat and minority leader Chuck Schumer, told Senator Al Franken amid multiple allegations of unwanted sexual advances on Wednesday. He listened. And in an emotional speech on the Senate floor, Franken tendered his resignation. The most prominent figure in a growing list of lawmakers felled by charges of sexual harassment or indiscretions, Franken called it the worst day of my political life as he denied allegations of groping and improper advances from at least six women. As his Democratic colleagues looked on, Franken took a parting shot at President Donald Trump and Roy S. Moore, the Republican candidate for Senate in Alabama. Both have also been accused of sexual misconduct. Here adds a clip of Franken from the Senate floor giving his resignation speech.
But what
serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing has brought this honor on this institution. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party. But this decision is not about me. It's about the people of Minnesota. It's become clear that I can't both pursue the Ethics Committee process and at the same time remain an effective senator for them. Let me be clear. I may be resigning my seat, but I am not giving up my voice. I will continue to stand up for the things I believe in as a citizen and as an activist.
Okay, Adrian. And then moving on, who then is Time Magazine's Person of the Year?
Well, speaking of all of the sexual assault allegations, Time Magazine, one of the last news magazines standing, is honoring the women and men of the hashtag MeToo movement as Person of the Year for 2017. Calling its leaders such as Ashley Judd and founding activist Tarana Burke the silence breakers, Time praised them for paving the way by talking openly about sexual assault and exposing sexual misconduct allegations against powerful men in business, politics, and media. President Trump himself accused of sexual misconduct was named the runner-up, but, you know, this comes in after he tweeted last month that he had preemptively turned down the honor of being the Person of the Year itself. So.
Okay, and in talking to that,
it's been an interesting past couple of months.
A very, very interesting couple of months. And just maybe once again for me, that Time Magazine Person of the Year. How does that work, Adrian? Is it just one of those things where is it a panel that sits and decides, okay, Yeah, that's him or... Yeah.
Well, I mean, Time Magazine, they've done this before in that they won't choose necessarily one person. I believe last year it was Donald Trump because he won the election. But they'll choose a movement, as it said, the Me Too movement that revealed, you know, sexual assault allegations and brought down powerful men and just kept this ball rolling over the past 2 months. You know, it started with Harvey Weinstein back in October, and it's just been a groundswell. So that's the reason Time picked, you know, it picked a movement as the person of the year. I can't remember the last time Time actually did this, but they do have editors and writers who at the magazine who pick, but they also have people from all across the country can vote. I believe the process starts sometime in November. So this seems to have been the big story of the year. There have been a lot of big stories this year, but this seems because, you know, so many men are going down because of it, this seems to have been the one they felt the most relevant.
All right. And then, I mean, we've seen the images on CNN. It's not looking very good. The Californian fires. What are the numbers?
Well, first it was Northern California. Now it's Southern California. And nearly 200,000 residents have been evacuated due to these California wildfires, bolstered by dry conditions and strong Santa Ana winds. Some 5,000 firefighters have been battling four brush fires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the southern part of the state. And the number of evacuees have nearly quadrupled on Thursday as a fifth fire broke out just north of San Diego. One death has been reported so far. A woman's body was found in a burned-out area in Ventura County, which is south of L.A., but more than 150 buildings have been destroyed in the city of Ventura, California alone. Part of the state has experienced record temperatures throughout the summer and fall, and dozens died in October when fires swept through Northern California's wine country. Forecasters say that Southern Cal residents shouldn't expect respite in the coming days. It's going to probably burn on probably through this weekend.
Okay.
And hopefully some rain.
Yeah, we can only hope for that. Any talk of perhaps soliciting help from outside countries? I don't know, maybe South Africa, Canada, you know, bringing some extra help in terms of the firefighting efforts?
Not that I know of. I mean, I know that there have been firefighters from other states who have come to Southern California like they did for the Northern California fires, but not from other countries, not that I've heard of.
All right. And what's happening with Trump and his family when it comes to banking?
Well, this has to do with the Russiagate scandal, of course. Deutsche Bank has reportedly turned over account records for President Trump and some of his family members to the special investigation probing potential collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. Now, the bank has a long relationship with Trump and continued to lend to him when his bankruptcies deterred other banks during the 1990s. Legal experts are saying that it shows that special counsel Robert Mueller was, quote, following the money, unquote, in his search for possible links between the presidential campaign and the Kremlin. That means that it indicates that any possible investigation into Trump may not just be limited to the obstruction of justice over the firing of former FBI James Comey. Instead, insiders are saying that Deutsche Bank records show that Mueller was possibly examining whether the president could be compromised by Russian interests. Meanwhile, in the lower house of Congress, a Texas lawmaker Wednesday, brought forth articles of impeachment. They were overwhelmingly squashed. although 58 Democrats did vote in support of letting the motion continue, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi stopped short of calling on Democrats to vote to kill it. So things are brewing slowly in that one.
Okay. Well, Adrian, nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Sure.
Certainly looking forward to chatting with you.
I wish I had epier news for you, Av.
No, it is. Look, it is what it is at the end of the day. You know, we have to deal with the world as it is. Nonetheless, we continue learning every day, Adrian.
True.
All right. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us.
We do.
We do this again next week. Adrian Brittany, all the way from Manhattan, New York.